Hello, everyone. Thank you for being with me again as we go through these beautiful basics, which we have been doing now for several months. This will be the 10th one. And the purpose of these basics is to lay a foundation for the teachings of the Ascended Masters and why they are so unique and so important to our evolution at this moment in time. It is so wonderful to know that we have this family in heaven that goes beyond the traditional understanding that most of us came into this embodiment with. You are going to see as we today focus on beloved Saint Germain, such an exciting master and Lord of the Seventh Ray, how his life intermingles and intermixes with the lives of saints we know, have been introduced to, and that he himself is someone we actually do know, even if the name Saint Germain may not be familiar to you in this life as it was not to me until I found the teachings. So I'm very grateful to know this master and to spend this time with you acknowledging his life and lives and his flame and understanding why he is an aspect of the Christ that is so important to our destiny. Well, we have gone through, and maybe that's not the most conscious way of saying it, we have enjoyed dancing through the flames of the Lords of the Seven Rays in this series, and we've also talked about before that the purpose of refracting the light that God is and seeing its aspects that refract as a diamond does eternally. We focus on seven of those rays or aspects in the Lords of the Seven Rays. And we have talked about and gotten to know a little better El Moria on the first ray, Lord Lanto on the second, Paul the Venetian on the third ray, Serapis Bay on the fourth, Hilarion on the fifth, Lady Master Nada the sixth, and today Saint Germain on the seventh ray. The seventh ray is the ray of soul freedom, of forgiveness, mercy, and how this creates the most tremendous alchemy we could ever desire to know. We're going to learn that Saint Germain desires all of us to be alchemists. His retreats, he has two that we know of so far in Ascended Master lore and tradition. One is Transylvania, Romania, and the other is right in the United States, Table Mountain in Wyoming. The ray, the seventh ray, connects with the seat of the soul chakra. And it equates with Holy Spirit gifts, although we haven't talked too much about this with the other Ascended Masters. Saint Germain's, or the violet flame, equates with the gifts of prophecy, the working of miracles. I want to say this before I forget, that coming out very soon into the mass market is a new book dictated by Saint Germain, and it is entitled Saint Germain on Alchemy, Heart Streaming in the Aquarian Age, Volume 1, that has come through Beloved David. We are very excited about this second of two mass publication books that are soon to hit the world. So let us talk a little bit about Saint Germain. He is the ascended master of divine alchemy, and he is the avatar of the dawning of the Aquarian Age. This was really news to me as I entered the teachings of the ascended masters. My whole life surrounded my understanding of, well, for a time, I didn't even know that we experienced more than one life. So I did have an understanding of reincarnation several years before I found the teachings. And I just knew in my heart this was absolute truth. It wasn't a certain way of thinking about things. For me, it was a great liberation, knowing that I have had and am going to have, if required, opportunities to get it right. All of our desires, especially if we've been on this path for any amount of time, is oh, let this be my last one and let me make it home this time. If it's your will, oh God, if I'm ready and if I've done everything I'm supposed to do. However, the understanding of reincarnation is such a gift for me personally in seeing the mercy of God in such magnitude. So with this understanding of reincarnation, there was also the expansion of consciousness to understand that there are many cycles and ages, manvantaras, the in-breath and out-breath of God, as we've learned in Hindu teachings, covers mind-boggling eons of time. So those of us who came in as under the Christian dispensation in this life understood that Jesus was the Lord of all, the Son of God, and it was a wonderful experience feeling the presence of Jesus as a child growing up in a beautiful faith and a beautiful family that allowed me to experience it with a great amount of love and not a lot of the negative stuff. However, when I found the teachings and I understood that Jesus was an avatar for a certain period of time, a very vital one, in that 2,000-year period, had he not come, we wouldn't have this 2,000-year period. And so praise God for Jesus, my Lord and Savior, and for a further understanding that we now know the importance, I now know the importance of Saint Germain as the avatar of the next 2,000-year cycle, the Aquarian cycle, as we are now really in the midst of seeing the Piscean Age melt away into the past, and we are fully coming in to the Aquarian Age. And the Lord of that age is Saint Germain. I want to reminisce with you about the first time I saw a picture of Saint Germain. I was at my first Ascended Master activity. It was a meeting in a hotel in Chicago, and whose name I cannot recall at this time. Either the Blackstone. Well, it is not too relevant right now. It was one of the two major hotels that a lot of activities like this took place in over a period of time. I walked into the balcony area. I looked down at the stage, and there was this huge picture of Jesus, so I thought I'd stay. And then on the other side of a chart in the middle, which is like our Buddha nature chart, there was a huge picture of Saint Germain. I didn't know who he was at the time. He just had a very chiseled beard, a lot smaller than Jesus, lovely eyes. And, of course, I was at a place in my life that I was open to understanding more than I'd known before. And I was willing to sit and stay and listen to what was being shared about the masters and many other teachings of the Ascended Masters. What was interesting to me about this also is that I learned later that both of these paintings, the ones I was looking at the time, were painted by an artist in the IM activity called Charles Sindelar. And I take this aside because it was just so impressive to me that this artist, who was a commercial artist, not a portrait artist, not anyone of great world renown, but a devout student, was given the privilege by both Jesus and Saint Germain to paint their pictures as they appeared before him. This really made a big impression on my heart of the continuity of our relationship with God and his sons and daughters through the millennia of time. It's all happening now. As we have our beautiful traditions of the Holy Bible and the Quran and other holy scriptures, the Upanishads, that's wonderful. However, what the teachings of the Ascended Masters brought to my being, even more than I understood before in a Pentecostal tradition that really believed that the Holy Spirit was a now happening, that truly our family in heaven is surrounding us, immersing us in the light of the Holy Spirit, in such finite and very detailed ways that we are so blessed to know this understanding. Well, as you can see, after that meeting, and with the help of a lot of precious devotees of the Ascended Masters, I decided to stay. And I am very grateful for that in my life, because it actually saved my life from even some thoughts of, because of the questions that I had, wondering if it was worth continuing. Wow, we're going to talk about, as quickly as we can in the time I have, Saint Germain's lives that have significance and seem to follow a pattern and allow us to understand his flame, his gift to us of soul freedom. And there are nine that are really special. Some you will be surprised to hear about, I'm sure. Some you'll realize, well, I've known this master in other forms. We find out that through the records, Akashic records, and what's been handed down through Theosophy, the I Am activity, that Saint Germain was a ruler 50,000 years ago in the Sahara. At that time, it was a very temperate area, beautiful area. There was great peace and happiness. It was a golden age. And he had an empire that was the height of beauty and perfection. And the citizens of that community regarded him as the highest expression of God, whom they desired to emulate. So since we realize we have lost several golden ages, this golden age did come to an end, and Saint Germain had to leave with faithful ones who still had that connection and that what we have termed Christhood in their consciousness, and they left. I suggest that you read The Unveiled Mysteries by Godfrey Ray King, the Ascended Master Godfrey Ray King. He was also known as Guy Ballard, as he was a messenger on Earth, who had intimate understanding of this and a very close relation with Saint Germain, and explained in great detail what happened in that time and how Saint Germain had to leave. 13,000 years ago, again, the soul of Saint Germain came as a high priest in Atlantis. Many of us were there. Many of us had embodiments in Atlantis, which spanned thousands of years. He was a high priest of the temple of the violet flame. So these understandings of the aspects of God, the Holy Spirit, and all these various vibrations that we see as these colors have been around a long time. He sustained by his prayers, by his attainment, a pillar of violet fire. Some people, citizens, others who came, could see the pillar through their enlightened vision. Others could not. But everyone could feel the effects of it. Many came for healing of all kinds and received it. Now, in history that we know about because of the Holy Bible, the soul of Saint Germain returns as the prophet Samuel. This is the 12th century before Christ. He was the crowner of Israel's kings, the prophet to the nation of Israel. And Israel and its tribes were in disarray. Samuel, with God's guidance, was attempting to help them. The tribes wanted a king. They felt a king would help them get together and do what they were supposed to do. At that time, Samuel was saying to them that really wasn't the best course of action, and he just desired for them to listen to his teaching, God's teaching, through him. However, they were adamant, and they chose a king, King Saul. Bad choice. Over a period of time, Saul did more damage than good, and Samuel was kind of tap dancing to see what can we do now to help these tribes. So in the background, God was guiding Samuel to find a servant leader, a true leader of the people. And he found it in a humble shepherd boy that we know as David from the Old Testament. And David was the part of a very large family of sons. And it turned out that Samuel had to really go through those sons to find out which one it was that was the anointed one. It's a beautiful story in the Old Testament. And he anointed David, who was in his adolescence at the time, and to the envy of his older brothers. David as Saint Germain did his best to befriend Saul, to help him in every way. Their relationship was pretty rocky because Saul was having a lot of trouble with his own human ego and feeling a great deal of envy toward David. However, David continued, became the king of Israel, and helped that nation immensely. And now we see the soul of Saint Germain coming again in the New Testament of the Bible. He was the father of Jesus. And now we see the two ages coming together back then. Jesus, the Son of God, who had a tremendous mission in that his final embodiment, and the Father, Saint Germain, is Joseph, whose job it was to be the protector of Mary and Jesus. In that life, he was more than just a humble carpenter. He was an adept, as was Mary. And they lived in a community that just wasn't a group of lowly people on a hillside. They lived in the Essene community. And this was a spiritual community that rose up in that time for the sole purpose of helping all to come up higher, and especially the soul of Jesus, to fulfill an immense mission. They, both Mary and Joseph, received many guiding visions by the angels. And because of these visions and Joseph's obedience to them, Jesus' life was saved on several occasions. You know about their flight into Egypt for a period of time and so forth. And so Joseph fulfilled his purpose. He truly was a loving father, a guide, and a protector of the family, the Holy Family. He made his transition in that life while Jesus was really quite young, not quite sure when it was, perhaps when Jesus was ready to take his mission on to the Middle East and the Far East to continue his training. So Jesus could have been maybe 12, 13, and at that time, Joseph had already made his transition. Again, we hear of the soul of Saint Germain in the 5th century. He returned as a very interesting individual, Merlin. Many people feel that he's a mythical character, as is Arthur. The Ascended Masters have taught us that they indeed were real, and they both had a mission together in bringing back England to a place of sovereignty in a country that God could use and work through. So Merlin was King Arthur's advocate, his advisor, his magician, and the story of Camelot, the Knights of the Table Round, is wonderful, and when we understand that it's true, it even makes it more exciting. Wow. Here we see in the life of Merlin his love of alchemy, his love of understanding that we are more than our five senses and that we should be using our spiritual senses, our gifts of the Holy Spirit, our cities. Time marches on, and in the 13th century, Saint Germain's soul returns as Roger Bacon, a Renaissance man. He was born in 1214, and he was a scholar, a scientist. He had a professorship at Oxford for a time, and then he decided, because of his love of the church, his love of God, to become a friar in the Franciscan order. He was still so interested in philosophy and how it equated with spirituality. And thank goodness he had a relationship, a friendship, with a cardinal, Guy de Le Gros de Foc, who became Pope Clement IV. And because of this relationship, he was allowed to continue his writings in the area of philosophy. His greatest work in that embodiment was the Opus Maius, which means greater work, where he incorporated science, theology, and philosophy. He also had interests again in alchemy and astrology. What a lifetime. Moving along, 15th, 16th century, 200 years later, the soul of Saint Germain comes back as none other than Christopher Columbus. You know this story of his life if you went to public school or private school in the United States of America. What is interesting to me about Christopher Columbus is that he had no outer knowledge of his drive to find what we now know as a new world. Because of this inner drive, a soul understanding, the continent of North America was established. Others had, of course, gone to North America prior to Christopher Columbus, but his discovery of it, his planting colonies there and allowing things to take root is what allowed the North American continent to be populated. And it was meant to happen that way because in the future, we see the I Am race being born in this area in a new opportunity for true soul freedom and a government that was God-inspired, a very important time in our history. Still back in Europe, the soul of Saint Germain is trying at this point to still help Europe. And he comes again only 100 years later as the philosopher and statesman and scientist Francis Bacon. Again, a Renaissance man with such a high intelligence. What's interesting about this embodiment is that he was also the illegitimate son of the Virgin Queen, Elizabeth I. And so you can see by that title, she was desiring to keep it that way for the public and her great power that she had because she called England her husband and wanted to make sure that that relationship stayed intact. She did have a contact with Francis Bacon at that time. She made sure that he had a home, mom and dad to take care of him and help him and all the rest of that, but she never acknowledged who he really was. And he lived with that. He lived with that with a lot of magnanimity and did tremendous work in that lifetime. The most exciting of which is that he was truly the creator and mover and shaker of the writings of what we now give credit to William Shakespeare, or the world does, with a body of writers around him, great intelligences and inspired individuals. The Shakespearean plays, the sonnets, all of that was created in that embodiment. Again, wow, it's just amazing how prolific the soul of Saint Germain was in many of his embodiments. Well, his final embodiment, well, actually, it seems that he must have ascended after that embodiment because we have been taught in Ascended Master teachings that he was given a special dispensation to come back into embodiment. He didn't have to. So he chose to come back because still desiring to help Europe. At this time, America had been, of course, discovered. Nothing much was happening there, though, that we could see as a way of making it a bastion for a new way of living, a freer way of living. So the Count Saint Germain was his name. He seemed to have really no history. There are all kinds of rumors about when he was born, when he died with that name. He lived over 100 years and never aged, maybe through the 1600s or 1700s. In this embodiment, his desire was to convince the European royalty, especially France, to come together and create a United States of Europe so that people could live in peace and harmony and the wars and the conflict would end. He did everything in his power. He was quite a man about town, as it were, which was an interesting thing for what we term an ascended master. He wasn't your usual kind of ascended master. He loved beautiful clothes. He loved gems. And I think all of that was a facade, kind of like we think of Zorro and the Scarlet Pimpernel, to get into the courts, to really kind of vibrate at their level of loving material stuff and try to talk some sense into them to live in peace together and to bring an end to conflict. In this life, he did everything to get the attention of royalty, especially King Louis the 15th. He was able to enlarge gems, to create them. He could play almost any instrument. He could talk on any subject with great fluidity and knowledge. He had wit, humor. He made them laugh. He entertained them. He couldn't convince them. And sadly, we know what happened in European history, and Saint Germain felt a great amount of disappointment at the end of this life. Well, he's living in the heaven world now, as we know, and he continues to work with us, especially with alchemy, our soul freedom, the application of mercy and forgiveness. His great gift to the 20th century is the violet flame. This happened through the I Am activity, his relationship with Guy Ballard, as I mentioned before. This gift accelerates our ability to balance our karma as we invoke it appropriately and mindfully. And we can do this through our meditations. The saints in past centuries would see the violet flame as they were praying and didn't really understand why that was what they were seeing. So the violet flame has been there even before we recognized it. Now we're consciously able to call it forth. And Saint Germain continues to work with us through the Heart Center activity. Hundreds of heart streams and teachings have come. Now we have this new book, as I mentioned before, from the Heart of Saint Germain on alchemy. And the request for all of us, even as Jesus said, greater works will you do, Saint Germain is saying to us, you are the alchemist of the Aquarian Age. In our prayer book, the section numbered 70, all of the prayers that begin with 70 are prayers that we can give to the violet flame. And I want to close with sharing one of these with you, suggesting that you look at our prayers and songs and experiment with the invoking of the violet flame, meditating on a picture, a focus of Saint Germain, of which there are many, meditating in your heart on his great love for you and his great desire for you to accelerate the balancing of negative karma so you can be of greater blessing to yourself and to others in this day. 70.011 is a prayer that he dictated through David, entitled, O Freedom Flame. And I would just like to read a few verses, pray a few verses with you now as we look at, in our mind's eye, this beautiful soul ascended. O God of Freedom, Saint Germain, O Lord of Seventh Ray, let mercy flow and justice reign upon the earth today. We hear your angels' holy song now wafting from above. The violet light is blazing bright through hearts of fire with love. O freedom flame, we now acclaim forgiveness' gentle way. O violet joy, we now employ your alchemy this day. Let it be so that we are indeed Saint Germain's alchemist. It's the greatest gift we could give him. Thank you so much for your time.